John.
I'm John.
I'm Mike.
And you're listening to All Yesterday's Parties.
Oh, yes. It's going to be a very special series of episodes, isn't it, John?
It is. It's not quite season three.
Nor is it season two. You know, no. It's season 2.5.
Yeah.
Kind of deal-y.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, because we're going to a festival.
Oh.
Not unlike, in many ways, very like that ATP where all of this thing got started.
It is.
The same place. The Pontins and Prestatyn.
Why is it coming out?
Oh, God, John.
Oh, missed that joke. But it is also happening pretty much exactly 12 months after we recorded our first episodes.
Yeah, I think it's only just slightly later in the month of April, but it's as near as damn it.
It is.
But it's not ATP.
No.
No. ATP, as we discussed in the previous episode, that went under.
Thanks, Barry.
Yeah, thanks, Barry. No, this is a whole new thing called Safe as Milk. Oh, yes. So we're automized parties, have that lovely Velvet Underground vibe. This one's a bit more Captain B party.
Is it?
But it's still very much a similar kind of deal of awesome bands that wouldn't normally get wide-ranging exposure, all being crammed together in the Pontins.
In a Pontins.
In Prestatyn.
And what we're doing now is we're being even more organised than we were before we went to ATP.
We're being at all organised, John. I think that basically means being more organised than we were last time.
Yeah. And what we have elected to do is listen to all the acts on the billing in alphabetical order.
More or less.
Is that dependent on whether any more acts get announced?
Well, I think we're going to go through the 24 acts that have been announced thus far.
Yes.
And then as and when more get announced, we'll do those afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Do a little bit more, the top up.
They all had the chance, now they've got to wait.
Yes. You know, but get the back of the queue.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I was going to say something quite astute there. Let's have a little mention the beer. I mean, we normally like to have some fairly fancy schmancy, crafty wafty, nicey nicey beer.
Yes.
But I didn't have time to really get some fancy beer from the...
No one has time. It's bloody Christmas.
Yeah, it's bloody Christmas.
We're recording this the Saturday before Christmas, depending on whenever.
No, the Saturday before Christmas is Christmas Eve, John. This is the Saturday before Christmas, if you want to be really pedantic about it, which I do.
Oh, man. Your pedantry knows no bounds.
It's the 17th of December, we're sat in John's front room, recording four episodes in one shot.
Woo!
Because we're just that hardcore. Mm. Basically, I slipped back down by the co-op, grabbed some whatever looked nice. I'm on Blue Moon Belgian White, which I've taken a bit of a shine to lately. It's lovely beer.
Oh, yes. I think the first time I ever tried that was in a bar in Manchester called the Yardbird, which is now closed.
And that's always a sad story, John. I wasn't emotionally prepared for it. Thanks. Sorry. Thanks, 2016. Barry Hogan of years.
It was a wonderful, cosy little music venue, and listener may or may not be aware that I play in a band with Matt Tyra, who joined us for the ATP episodes.
Yeah.
And we played a couple of gigs there for his solo project. It's in right in the middle of Birmingham. It was that great big brutalist building that was in the middle of Birmingham. They've now knocked it down.
Wankers. Anyway, what are you drinking, John?
I am drinking Lakeland Gold by Hawkshead Brewery.
Mm.
And it is very nice.
Isn't it very nice?
It is very nice. And, I mean, it has to be said, even though it's from the co-op, they have got a fairly pleasing beer selection.
Everywhere has these days, after kind of craft beer took off.
Yeah.
Everywhere's stocking decent ale. And it's an exciting time to be alive, even though everyone's dying and politics has gone to fuck.
Yeah.
At least the beer's good.
I think that's probably the one thing that people have taken away from 2016 is that folks just need to be pissed.
Yeah, the beer's good. And you know what else is good, John?
What else is good?
The music's good, John.
It is good, isn't it, Mike?
Shall we get ready to talk about it?
Let's get ready to talk about it.
Yay! Right, so we're going to do three bands per episode, so we can plough through them.
Mm-hmm.
First up, then, Actress.
Yeah.
Actress, subverting expectation by being a dude.
Yes.
So, oh man, you get bands that sounds like they should be women and they're not the men, and it's an exciting time.
Yeah.
Sexual rediscovery or whatever.
I'm still waiting for mine. So
next time I have a shower, we just have a poke around.
Okay. Not with that. Darren Cunningham considers himself an instrument, a conduit for the music that emanates from his psychic channels and out through the speakers. Initially releasing music via his own excellent Work Discs label in the early noughties, awareness of the sound of Actress has taken a definite leap from his initial presence as an underground dance floor phenomenon to almost being a household name. God, I'm really not talking properly.
Well, I'm going to take your burblings as a jumping off point there, John. So after I found out that Actress had been announced, I first thought, Actress, who dat? I had a little look on my music collection. I actually already had a couple of Actress tracks.
Ah.
And one from a Counterculture compilation from the Rough Trade Shops.
Right.
And one on an Adult Swim compilation as well. Oh, okay. Because they do quite a wide range of interesting music themselves.
It turns out he's done remixing for the likes of Radiohead and Panda Bear as well.
Yes, I also knew that I'd seen the name crop up in kind of various remixes and such.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think it's fair to say that little synopsis there is very truthful. You know, that name, the Actress name, I've been popping quite a bit. And I gave it a bit of a dabble.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did you listen to?
What did I listen to, John? I listened to a few tracks from the R.I.P., album,
right,
and also did a couple of tracks I had from Adult Swim and Counterculture, and I found it thoroughly enjoyable, very good stuff. A little bit, remind me a little bit maybe of early Aphex Twin, or maybe the kind of the Analord releases that he did, because it's got that kind of slightly squelchy, slightly analog kind of sound, which I love. You know, it's a great sound to be putting out there. It's quite dense.
Yes.
You know, a little bit throbby. I'm not going to say the word throbby while you're drinking a beer again.
No.
That was unfair.
That was a near disaster.
It was a bit, wasn't it?
Nearly beard me carpet.
For the umpteenth time.
I listened to an album called Ghettoville. It was released on the 27th of January 2014.
Ah.
My impressions of that were having recently been listening to Radio 4 Extra have been repeating Blue Jam intermittently throughout the year. Ghettoville put me in mind of the music that is in Blue Jam during the sketches, but with all the voices taken off.
Yes, I can definitely see where you're shooting for there, mate.
Yeah.
Yes. And which again is that kind of Warp Records kind of sound.
Yeah,
the brain dance, of Warp and Reflex Records, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
something I've never really jumped feet first into, but I've had a thorough good dip.
Yes.
Of the old toes.
You've tested the water.
I have indeed. I mean, it's something that definitely appeals to me.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think actually there's probably a few things that we're going to touch on over the next few episodes. Stop it. That where one of the sort of key things about the music is repetition.
What's it again, John?
One of the key things that I think we're going to touch on over the next, not like that, is
I was expecting to do the whole thing, John. I thought you were just going to say repetition, you see.
Oh, sorry.
You made a very long joke.
Yeah.
Made it, John?
Very long joke.
A very long joke. A very long joke.
Repetition, ladies and gents.
Hey! So professional.
Yeah. So it was very interesting. I couldn't say that it captured my full attention, but it was good ambient sort of music.
Mm.
And it'll be interesting to see how that translates to the stage.
I agree. I wouldn't necessarily call it ambient as such, because I think that's almost implies a step less engagement than what I was getting.
Right.
It's a little bit too insistent to be ambient.
Right.
But I do still get what you're talking about. I suppose partly because, like you're saying, that your main encounter with that style of music was basically background music, some pretty weird ass sketches.
Yes.
From Chris Morris.
I think this, it's also the interesting thing that, that we've, what we usually do when we talk about an artist or something, we both pick the same album to listen to. And so we both come away from it with broadly similar views because we've listened to broadly similar things or exactly the same thing.
So and then it's just filtered through our respective personal tastes.
Yeah.
But in this case, we're doing our own independent research.
Yes. And so it's quite interesting to hear what each of us brings to each artist on the assumption that we've both listened to completely different albums. Mm. So
I imagine, though, with our next act,
yes,
we've probably listened to the same or at least similar things.
Yes.
Due, at the very least, because of a paucity of original recording material.
Yes. Is this time for another sting?
I think it is, dude.
Way.
What's the next act, John?
We have...
I want you to say it.
Atacac.
Yes. It does sound like a Cockney thing, but...
disparaging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, that's unfair to begin with, because it's... You tell me first what you thought of Atacac.
Right, so we have both listened to, I'm guessing, Obar Sima,
yes.
So, first thing, I will give you a bit of the first paragraph of the biography.
Go on. Get some lad.
We're guessing that, like us, you're revelling in the constant stream of aural magic flowing from the African continent in recent years.
I have to admit, Safer Milk, I wasn't. But thanks.
But thanks. But now we kind of are.
Yeah.
Music that may never have reached our ears were it not for the sterling work of labels like Awesome Tapes from Africa, Sahel Sounds, Strut, and others. Atacac's music is joyful Ghanaian high life with heavy doses of disco, house, and rap that utterly beguiling, feeling like Francis Baby shares. Oh, no, I've lost my track.
Francis Baby shares. That's the title of the episode.
Right. Francis Baby chairs. Right, so...
Suffice to say, he's a bloke from Ghana.
Yeah.
I think he lived in Canada for a while and then went back to Ghana. But yeah, he recorded this tape intending to start a career in music.
Yes.
The tape did all right, not enough to make him enough money to do more recordings. And he forgot about it.
Yeah.
Until some guy buys the tape, loves the tape, tracks the guy down, and then releases the tape under his Awesome Tapes from Africa. I've said the word tape a lot here now. I apologise for any tape phobics out there. Yeah. But yeah, he released it under his own label, and now Atacac, starting last year, been touring.
Right.
To great receptions across Europe. So,
it was interesting listening to this, because it very much had the vibe of something that had been made in one's house.
I suppose one thing you kind of have to remember is that the original recordings had been kind of effectively left in a shed for years and basically fell apart. So they had to kind of recreate the whole thing from this ratty old, probably very well-loved copy.
But it's great, because I mean, you can, with home studios and things now, the quality of the music that you can actually use, like, for example, we're recording this podcast on an iPad.
Mm.
And I've got GarageBand on this iPad, and the quality of the music and the drums and keyboards or whatever I want to put on the actual music of the track has a really good sound.
Mm.
What I kind of got from this recording was that they'd been able to replicate all the music really well, but what's the best way of...
The vocals sounded a little bit like they'd been recorded on a dictaphone that was inside a potato sack.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, I have to give them respect for being able to recover anything under the circumstances within which they were working, but the vocals are a tiny bit ropey.
Yeah, not the vocals themselves, just the quality of
the recording. The recording of the vocal.
Yeah.
The actual vocal itself, well...
Yeah. Yeah, the quality of the music is fine and the vocal performances are great. It's just odd that the recording of the vocals versus the recording of the music, they don't marry. So it does feel a little bit like singing over a tape that you found that's still got the plastic covers over the
yes,
you know, the record the tape yeah. covered up. But it, the album doesn't actually suffer for that.
No,
it's something that could be improved upon.
I think if anything, it lends it a little bit of charm.
Yeah,
it being imperfect.
Yes,
in that respect.
Yeah,
I will say when I first listened to it, I would initially was there was a bit of a distance because of what you were just saying.
But, yeah,
but then I just kind of. I shut my brain off.
You buy into it, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and I sort of stopped. I stopped using my brain. I started thinking with my ass because my ass was loving it. My ass was bouncing around, going yeah, yeah. And after also, there've been times actually since listening to the recording, where I've been sat at work and just kind of drifting, you know, just doing some dull work things involving Excel or something.
Yeah.
And then I just kept myself kind of bobbing my head a bit, and then every now and then a little one would sneak out, and I kept going. Oh, Bessie Mae. I'm wondering if anyone heard me. It's very, very catchy stuff.
Would have been great if the whole office had just joined in one by one.
If any of them knew any of the rest of the lyrics, I'd have been impressed. Because, it's got quite a fast-paced delivery.
A lot of the language that
I know nothing of.
Is delivered very quickly.
You can really rattle it out.
Yeah.
And I will be fascinated because he's an older lad now than he was, quite a bit older than when he recorded. I think the recording was in the 70s, I think, the original.
Was it really?
I think. It was a while ago, anyway. But he's a much older lad now than he was when it first laid down on tape.
Yeah.
But, so far as I gather, he's been knocking them out in festivals all over Europe, so... I'm very intrigued to see what the live performance of this is like.
Yeah, I think it's going to be lively.
Mm.
I think that's going to be really interesting to see.
Plenty of bounce to the ounce.
I like that. So,
yeah.
This is going to lead us on to something completely different, isn't it?
It is rather, isn't it, John? Shall we go there?
Yeah.
So yeah, we've had actress who we both agreed is quite moody and
atmospheric.
Atmospheric is very much the word. And then we've had Atta Kak, who just is funky as all get out.
Yep.
And then we come on to Brain Bombs.
Mm.
Brain Bombs, John. Give us a stumbling rendition of the paragraph.
Now approaching their fourth decade of existence, Swedish group Brain Bombs' extensive Swedish group Brain Bombs' extensive output could, like their unofficial website, be underscored with the strapline "Genius and Brutality." Their dark tales of dismemberment and recreational violence won't settle everyone's stomach, though you may be as repulsed by their subject matter as you are turned on by their Route 1 stooge-like approach to relentless garage punk groove. Brain Bombs remain a very underground concern that those that love them do tend to get quite fanatical about it, and if, this weekend, you too become a slave to their rhythm, you'll understand why.
You'll understand why.
I really should be on local radio with a voice like this, shouldn't
You're
I?
The best announcer in the world. Brain Bombs. Should I lead off on this one then?
Yeah, by all means.
Well, I listened to Brain Bombs, I think before John had started doing any of his research. And although we were doing this independently of each other, I did have to give him a bit of a warning.
Yes.
Because I know how tender it can be, wee lad. You know, this kind of thing is not your field.
Mm.
And while I was listening to it, I was given pause. And I'd think, well, this is unpleasant. and I can do unpleasant, you know. I've listened to a lot of unpleasant in the past. And the music is my kind of unpleasant. You know, you've got great big clanging, hairy, bollock, dirty riffs, giving it great guns, churning and repeating, and just being wonderful. I love that kind of thing. The lyrics, however. The lyrics are basically one giant trigger warning. It's nothing pleasant is happening to anyone in any of these songs. There's murder and rape and general unpleasantness. And I'm going to say it, John, it's a bit childish.
Yes.
It's a little bit trying to shock. It's courting shock.
Yeah.
And I can see how that can be an effective tool. Because shock, you know, it jostles someone out of their complacency.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wakes people up. And bands like Crass have in the past used that to great effect.
Yes, if used judiciously.
Judiciously, indeed, and to some purpose.
Yes.
And I just couldn't, for the life of me, I listened to a few tracks from Obey, which I think a lot of people regard as being their classic album.
Okay.
So I listened to a few tracks from that, and I couldn't really see what purpose there was other than to go, I said blood and cum.
I think if I was going to try and sum a review up, I listened to the singles collection.
Ah, yes.
Needless to say, I did not save it to my Spotify.
I'm already worried that I'm going to be on some kind of list just for looking up on YouTube.
I think if I was going to pin a review down to a sentence, it would be like The Fall, but without the tenderness.
You can't slow dance to it, can you? Not like you can to Kick a Conspiracy.
No. musically, for some of the more riotous tracks by The Fall, it kind of put me in that sort of camp. Musically,
I can see what you mean because when The Fall really kick into gear, there's plenty of Sturm und Drang.
Yes,
I think these guys are a next level on that front. You know, it's like the whole band is playing in the inside of a bin. It's in the middle of a fucking supernova. You know, it's angry, clangy, loudy, loudy,
and someone's just kicked it over.
Yeah, why would they do that, John? It's already in a supernova. What would kicking it over do? Why would they do that, John?
Just make it ever so slightly worse.
Oh, bastards.
Yeah.
There's always someone, isn't there? There's
always
one. Supernova bin party.
And it's always me.
Yes, it is.
It was,
wasn't it?
Yeah, by the time I got to the end of that collection of songs, I was ready for it to finish. I think the politest way of putting it is that I probably won't be going out of my way to watch their set.
Mm. Well, there's a big question, John. There's a big interesting question, actually.
Mm.
Of the three that we've just talked about, which one would you go out of your way to go and watch? Say that our chalet is at one end of the site.
Yes.
And they're playing at the other end of the site.
Would
you bother?
Imagine if we got...
And it's raining, John. It's raining.
Can you imagine if we got to the end of all these episodes previewing them and it just the hypothetically ends up with me just sitting in the chalet for the full weekend.
just slowly drinking one kind of beer a day.
No, I
looking out the window going, has it stopped raining yet?
Oh, I don't think I'll go.
But yeah, so you've got to make an effort to go and see one of these guys. A real effort. You've got a stone in your shoe and Celine Dion's banging on the door. She wants to tell you about Titanic.
Yeah, this boat she's just been on.
Yeah.
It's tricky. Actually, I would like to see how Actress's set translates to the stage.
Mm.
And to see if it's anything like what I listened to when I listened to Ghettoville.
Mm.
Attacak, I think, will have a very lively show. So from a performance point of view, it's got to be between those... I mean, it is between those two, because I've already said Brain Bombs, no. I don't want to have that sort of thing shouted at me for an hour.
Even half an hour.
Or even half an
even
hour.
Even 5 minutes. But yeah. Through a door by Celine.
You walk in and go, walk out again.
That was enough of that.
Just wipe his spittle from my face. If I want to go and see a really exciting, vibrant show, I'd go and see Attacak.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to something a little bit more introspective and a little more...
Dare we say it? Cerebral.
Cerebral. Mm. I would probably go and see Actress.
Yeah, I kind of... I mean, I would poke my head around the door for Brain Bombs. Yeah. Like I say, I enjoyed the music side of things.
Yes.
It's a big, dirty, grungy, nasty, grrr, riffage, yeah. And I'd love a bit of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I'd probably stand at the back, far away from all the people who wanted to go to the front.
Yeah, I never want to encounter all the people that want to go to the front for that. because I bet that crowd is an untamed mess.
Not you.
They're not
your kind of people. It's not a value judgment, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a Brain Bombs fan, we don't dislike you. We may question your judgment.
And we may fear you.
But that's our right as human people.
Free speech.
Much as it's your right to enjoy whatever crazy ass nonsense you enjoy.
Yeah.
Crazy
ass nonsense is a bit of a value judgment. Isn't
it's
it?
A little bit. Yeah. Thanks for catching me out on my sneaky value judgments there, John. I loved it.
Yes. my social justice warrior skills have been finally honed in 2016. I've got that to thank.
Yay! I broadly agree with you that I'm definitely going to swing by Actress when he's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Because I too want to see how it translates to stage.
Yeah.
But if all three were playing at the same time somehow, I would be right down for Attacat. Without even that much thought.
There was a certain...
It just strikes me as the act to see live.
There's a certain joie de vivre about the music that it kind of put me in mind of Sun Ra Orchestra a little bit.
I was actually going to say this very similar thing there.
Yes!
That Sun Ra Orchestra performance on the last performance of the last night of the last NTP.
And we all left chanting.
Yes, basically just dancing out and clapping, and it was...
Yeah.
Such joyous energy, and the music of Attacat on captures a great deal of that energy. So if half of that joy that's on the record gets translated into the live arena, then I'm going to be well up for it. And it does strike me as the kind of thing that's going to be, if anything, even better when performed live.
Yeah.
You know, if the right people are involved and the audience are in the right frame of mind, which they will be.
They will be.
The ATP crowd is a good crowd. I have every reason to believe that the Safe as Milk crowd will be similarly fine.
Every bit as receptive.
Yeah.
It is interesting. I will be interested to see what it will be like, actually, what the mood will be at the Pontins for that weekend. Because it was such a weird... weekend while we were there for the last ATP because everyone's having such a great time. We've said this a ton before now.
Yeah.
Everyone having such a great time, and at the same time there's the kind of the background griping.
Yes. Thanks, Barry.
Everyone was having a great time and then offloading their innermost thoughts into the Twitter.
Mm. I suppose in a way we've sarcastically thanked Barry a number of times, but without Barry none of it would actually have happened.
No.
Granted, with someone else, probably people would have got paid. But
but
at least Barry put in the effort. And it does strike me that the Safe as Milk guys are putting in similar amounts of effort.
Yeah.
But also putting the same amounts of effort into making sure the artists are happy.
Yes. And this is the thing.
Should mean we'll have a lot fewer cancellations this time around.
Yeah. I think, like you say, I think Barry's heart was in the right place, but sadly it wasn't in the same place as his wallet.
Mm.
So this will be interesting to see.
It will, won't it?
So that is the first three acts that we've looked at for what we're due to be, or what even you are due to be experiencing.
Yeah, quite possibly.
For Safe as Milk 2017.
So stay tuned for more of the same in the next episode, where we discuss three different acts.
Yes. Oh, we could discuss the same three acts, but differently.
Yeah, like with accents.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Thanks for ruining a dream.
Yeah.
You have been been listening to all yesterday's parties. I forgot now to do this. The music is by Attack of the Vapors, and the podcast is hosted by Audio Boom.